2,500 years ago, Hippocrates said, "Let your medicine be your food, and let your food be your medicine." Well, we have certainly outsmarted old Hippocrates, because today 40% of us have signed up for prescription medicine. But wait, there is still one place left on Earth where food is still the medicine. So stay tuned out there for A Walk in the Amazon with Grandmother Maria Alisi.
Welcome to the award-winning Food Chain Show with your host, Michael Olson. Now, get ready for an hour of What's Eating What Radio.
Hello out there. You are tuned into the Food Chain Radio program right here on your News Talk radio station. Or hey, perhaps you're among our friends over there in Hong Kong who are tuned in as we stream along on the radio page at metrofarm.com. Well, whoever you are and wherever you are, welcome aboard. I am Michael Olson, your host for this hour of What's Eating What Radio. Folks, we have become a nation addicted to prescription medicines. 40% of us are now signed up to receive prescription drugs, and the amount we spend on prescription drugs increases 15% every year. And as we age, ever more of us take ever more drugs. But there is a place in the world where prescription drugs simply do not exist, and so today we pause to ask, how do people survive where food is the medicine? Here to help us find an answer, we have Grandmother Maria Alisi. Grandmother Maria is a healer from the Brazilian Amazon. And so today we hope to be taken on a tour of the Amazon with Grandmother Maria. And I, for one, am really looking forward to this because I've had the occasion to walk in the Peruvian Amazon with a healer, a shaman, from the Shipibo Indian tribe. And I found the Amazon to be the most fascinating place on earth, bar none. And so we're very happy to welcome you, Grandmother Maria, to the Food Chain Radio program.
Thank you.
Now, Grandmother Maria is speaking in her second language. Her first language is Portuguese, so we'll try to speak slowly and help her out here a little bit today. Grandmother, would you tell us, please, what it's like in the Amazon where you live? Can you give us a little description?
I live really in the jungle. This is a community of people, some people, native people from Amazon, others that came to live there. And it's really 12 hours by canoe from the next village.
12 hours by canoe from the next village.
With motor in the canoe. And nowadays we have fast boats, but they only we can use only when the waters are high.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can do this in 5 hours. So we live there. When I went to live there 21 years ago, we were really completely by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a telephone, neither internet, television, Coca-Cola, nothing of this.
A long way to haul Coca-Cola and open canoe, right?
So now it's a bit different. But mm-hmm. at that time, when I arrived there, we had one canoe every month that went to this 12 hours far village,
mm-hmm.
you know. So we really had to live by ourselves, and we did it. It was very good. We plant our food, very simple. We also have a lot of fish because it's full of rivers, and we plant our food and we lived this way, and we have lots of medicines from nature.
Tell us about your food, Grandma Maria. When I was with the Shipibo Indians in the upper Amazon, in the headwaters of the Amazon, they treated us to some magnificent meals that were just absolutely delicious. So I know you folks ate pretty well there.
Yes. Indigenous people, they have a more particular way of feeding. And in our community, this is a mixture, you know, because we are mixture from indigenous and white and black, all mixed.
So you probably had hamburgers and french fries, too.
Huh?
Because you had so many different people. Maybe you were, somebody was there with a hamburger stand. That was a bad joke. So
okay, so then the indigenous people, they eat a lot of fish, because there is a lot of fish there.
Mm-hmm.
It's full of rivers,
full of
a lot of water. So they eat a lot of fish. And they also hunt, but they preserve very much the forest. They don't hunt like to kill the animals, you know, to destruct the nature. Never. They really take care. They will do this only for their feeding, and take care when it's time for animals to give birth. So they will never hunt this bestie at that time. They do like this. In our community, we don't hunt anymore, because already many people came from outside, so this we take care. We live in a place that is a national reservation.
So there's no
ecological
hunting.
Reservation.
So there's no hunting?
No hunting, yes.
Okay.
Fishing, yes, but not hunting.
Okay.
And we plant our food. We eat a lot of potatoes, like manioc, especially manioc. This we eat a lot. We plant, and other kinds that are Brazilian kinds.
So you didn't eat a lot of processed foods, did you, when you live 12 miles off into the jungle? You pretty much ate everything that came from the land.
Yes, we eat a lot. We plant rice, we plant beans, a lot of fruits, and vegetables.
Mm-hmm. And you plant you have to plant with the seasons too, don't you?
Yes.
I recall seeing strings of lines of beans along the riverbank where,
yes.
You know, as the water receded, they kept planting lines of beans. So as the water went way down, there were just progressive lines of beans planted along the riverbank there.
Yes, we plant lots of things by the river like this. Also, squash and watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of watermelon.
Well, that'll keep the kids happy if you have a lot of watermelon. Well, Grandma Maria, let me ask you this. How did people stay healthy when there's no drugstore around the block?
This is natural, you know. Before, when you think about that place, this so good air, so good water, no pollution, you know, this is already very important for the health. And eating like very natural food that you plant, this is so, so good food, you know, that this makes people healthy. But also, we know people from the forest, we know the medicines that grow in the forest. So we can take medicine from the forest when we have diseases, you know? And that's my work. I do that there.
So you take medicines from the forest when you have a disease, but...
Yes, because, you know, when I arrived there, there was already some... beginning to arrive some information from drugstore over there.
Sure.
It was not, there was no drugstore, no stores at all when I arrived there. But the government sent medicine, like for some diseases, infections, you know, like antibiotic and against malaria, this kind of medicine, you know. Sent there, and there was no doctors, but they sent this there, and there was a man that learned something, and he had to distribute this, and And there was already at that time that information that people should not take medicine from the forest because it was not safe, the science did not study, they didn't know what,
so you were being told not to take the medicine from the forest, which is what
for this those special diseases that they sent medicine. The others they didn't, you know. But the medicine, they were old. They were, you know, nobody was really able to deal with this. They just knew how to. The prescription for malaria, for infection, for, you know.
Grandmother, we're going to have to take a quick break. Folks, this is the Food Chain, Michael Olson here. Today we're taking a walk in the Amazon of Brazil with Maria Alice, who is a Amazon rainforest healer. We can't take your phones today, but we certainly can on the emails. So michael@metrofarm.com will get through. We will be right back.
Get this. The average acre of farmland in or near the city limits may earn in excess of $123,000 per year. To learn how so much can be earned from so little, pick up a copy of Metro Farm, the guide to growing for big profit on a small parcel of land. Metro Farm is the PMA Ben Franklin Book of the Year Award winner by Michael Olson that contains over 500 pages of photos, charts, checklists, illustrations, and in-depth interviews. Metro Farm will teach you how to develop a strategy, survey markets, select crops, organize business, establish production, prepare for market, and make the sale. Metro Farm will teach you how others just like you earn a good living by growing high-value specialty crops for people who are truly appreciative. Abraham Lincoln said, "The greatest fine art of the future will be the making of a comfortable living from a small parcel of land." Get in on that future today. Pick up a copy of Metro Farm at bookstores, lawn and garden supply stores, 1-800-624-BOOK, or at www.metrofarm.com.
Okay, folks, we are back, and I am Michael Olson. Today we're talking with Maria Alice, who is a grandmother. Maria Alice, who is an Amazon rainforest healer. You are one of the 13 grandmothers, are you not, Maria?
Yes.
Now, wouldn't we say one of the 13 grandmothers? Who are the 13 grandmothers?
The 13 indigenous, International Council of 13 Indigenous Grandmothers. It's a group of grandmothers that met first time in October 2004 in the United States. And we are from different parts of the world. We speak different languages. We belong to different cultures. And we came together and we discovered that we are only one voice. So then we decided to become a permanent forum. And we are those grandmothers that are traveling around the world, planting peace and defending life, nature, culture.
You're doing God's work, aren't you?
We are doing what?
You're doing God's work.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, spiritual women.
Well, let's go back to the Amazon, and we were talking about life in your village, which was 12 hours away from the next village, which is a long way away from any drug stores, and we're talking about how you survive and prosper in a world where there are no drugs, because we here in the civilized world, if you pardon the pun, use a lot of drugs, and we're using more and more and more all the time. And yet there are places where there are no drugs, and we're talking about how people get by without them. As Hippocrates said, let your food be your medicine and your medicine be your food, and that's pretty much exactly what you did, didn't
it? Yeah. This is the way we live.
That was the way you live. But let me ask you this. When you went to that village 26 years ago, did you know which plants in the forest were good and which were bad?
No, because I came from another area, another state, where I also lived by the nature and I knew the plants. But when I arrived there, I was the teacher for children. And I began to plant a garden with my children, my scholars, pupils. And they brought from their home seeds or cuts of plants that were medicinal plants, and we did this, the garden. And this is the way we began that work that I'm still leading nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
That is the center of medicine of the forest. And it began like that, and still nowadays we deal with children and young people, teenagers that are there, cultivating the memory of the wisdom and the knowledge of their culture, you know. So this is what I'm doing there with these children and these young people.
So when you first came there, you had to learn which plants were good and which plants were bad, and you learned from the people who were there.
Yes.
And who did they learn it from?
Huh?
Who did those people learn it from? Did they learn it from their parents?
From their parents, from their grandparents. Mm-hmm. You know, this is like the way the knowledge is transmitted.
Do you fear that civilization will work to so that people will lose that knowledge, that memory of what's good and what's bad?
Yes, this is the danger, and this is our challenge to keep the memory alive, you know, because this is so much wisdom, so much knowledge that these people have, all the peoples.
Yes.
Because when you lose your roots, then you don't know anything more. But if you take care, and this is also the purpose of the International Council of Grandmothers, it's to make keep the memory alive, you know, because then this is all the knowledge of thousands of years of humanity that needs to be
preserved all the way around the world, right?
Yes.
And I don't know anybody else who is really working to preserve that knowledge. It doesn't seem like governments are interested in preserving that knowledge.
Mm. Yes, this is difficult. In Brazil, we have some local governments that open programs to support this kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
This is good, we have lots of people. Fortunately, nowadays, indigenous people in Brazil, they and also communities of Negro from African roots.
Mm-hmm.
They work hard to do that preservation and come together also.
So there are people and there are governments who are working hard to preserve that knowledge.
Mm.
Grandma
yes.
Maria, would you tell us about some of the important medicinal plants and what they do?
Some important plants?
Plants, some of
them. Yes,
the
there are so many, there are so many.
There's thousands of them, right?
In my life, yes. We have, for instance, a special vine in the forest. This is the way we know the plants, and by the element that they represent. So these plants represent element water.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a cleansing plant, and also it's connected to purification, to open the flow of life. So when people is
what do you call the vine?
Sarapura.
Sarapura.
Uh-huh.
Do you know the Spanish name?
No.
Is it
Una? No, this is not known. This is known by the people, but
okay.
This is not known by the civilization, you know.
Okay. This is your vine.
This is the way. This is an important vine that I work with, and this we prepare medicine in very different ways. We cook, or this one we make a cold, a natural, not without cooking. You see, we take the substance of this vine, making como é que a little bit, no, batendo.
Mm-hmm. And
beating this this roots of that vine, and also the vine, we take the skin, and we beat this, and then we
pound them on the,
and then there is a como se fala espuma, a foam that comes out. And this, then we take that foam. This is very good for the skin. This can heal diseases of the skin. That foam, and the liquid that remains, that becomes like red like wine, you know. This is very fresh, and this is what we drink.
Oh, you drink that?
We drink that, yes. Mm-hmm. And this is to purify. And to open the flow. So when you have something stuck, you know, when you have blockage in your body, then you take this. This will open the flow of the all kind of flow.
Sure.
Yes, this is very special. And also, this is for purification. It's the spirit of element water that is in it. So when you have a toxic situations in your body, your liver is very thick, or anything, your
so it
lungs,
purifies you,
your kidneys, you know.
Hey, we're folks, this is the Food Chain. Boy, we're taking a walk in the Brazilian Amazon with grandmother Maria Alice, and we're having a lot of fun today talking about medicinal plants. You know, there are places in the world where food is still the medicine, and the Brazilian Amazon is one place, and we're learning about how those plants are used. And when we get back, we're going to talk about flowers and the essence of flowers and what those can do for you and I, right? Back, folks, this is the Food Chain. Michael Olson here. Today we're taking a walk in the Brazilian Amazon with grandmother Maria Alice, who is a healer from the Amazon rainforest, and she's visiting the United States, and welcome to the United States. It's nice to have you here. She's one of the 13 grandmothers who represent the indigenous cultures of the world, and the grandmothers representing those cultures get together and preach peace, I guess, and healing. And all of those things that grandmothers are so good at doing. And thank the Lord that there are grandmothers who can help us out in that regard, because we sure need it. So let's talk a little bit about healing and flowers and how you come to bring flowers to the whole art of healing, Grandmother Alice. How does that work?
This is very special medicine, because this, you know, the flowers, they are like the expression of the essence of the plant. Like we could compare the flowers to our heart,
Sure.
What is our essence, our feeling, our original feeling of our beings that is expressed in our feelings, in our heart. The flowers, they represent this in the vegetal kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So they are the expression of the essence of that plant.
Kind of like their soul, right?
Their soul, yes. They are the expression of their soul, and this so special beings that are the plants.
Well,
they have that pure soul that they express through the flowers. So then when we prepare medicine from the flowers, this just very, very natural. We put the flowers in the water, and we put it by the sun or by the moon in a certain special cases when the flowers, they spread their aroma in the night. During the night, so then we prepare the medicine by the moon, because this is their time. So then,
what? Just a minute, Grandmother Maria, because I happen to be a believer in the impact of the moon on plants, but a lot of other people probably are kind of skeptical. What kind of impact does the moon have on plants and making medicine from plants? Can you describe that?
The moon, for us, the moon is our guide, you know, because the moon has impact on all expressions of life in our planet. The moon is impacting the time of the seasons, you know, the time of seeds, the time to plant this or that, you know, when it's waning moon, we plant roots. When it's full moon, we plant flowers. You know, we have this, and also on the oceans, on the rivers,
right.
The moon will impact when the waters go high or go low,
mm-hmm.
And also in ourselves, in our emotional body. The moon is very important.
Well, so, and of course they say, you know, when there's a full moon out, it draws everybody's wildness and their character out,
yes.
of them too. But you know, when you live in civilization and you live in a city filled with lights at night and televisions and cars and noise and traffic and discos and, you know, this and that, you lose track,
yeah.
of the moon. Sometimes you just
this is the most sad aspect of the cities.
Uh-huh. But you don't lose track of the moon when you live in the forest, do you?
No. The moon is so present. It's so important in our lives. Also to schedule our life, you know, if we celebrate something, when it's always according to the moon.
Mm-hmm. And when you work with flowers, which are the essence of a plant, it's what the plant puts out there into the world, and says, here I am, it's the flower. And when you take those flowers then, and you start to work with them to extract the essence of them, the moon is very important. You have to
the moon and the sun.
And the sun.
Yeah.
What is the difference between the moon and the sun?
Because when the flowers they open and they smell,
mm-hmm.
they spread their smell during the day, so they are more connected to the sun.
Right.
When they do this in moon time, so they are more connected to the moon.
Oh.
So we observe, we watch the nature, and
mm-hmm.
we discover their way of being.
So some plants are sun plants, and
yes.
some plants are moon plants.
Yes.
And you have to know which is which.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And when you extract, when you start working with a flower, you take the flower and you put it in water, and then what happens?
And then we have this, what we call the mother essence.
The mother?
Then, the mother, yes,
mm-hmm.
the original, the matrix, you know,
mm-hmm.
of this essence. And then we naturally, before, naturally we used, and this is in all the traditions, we used that water from flowers to heal, to bathe, to drink, you know,
mm-hmm.
to put on the skin, to heal. And how it functions, because the flower is expressing the soul of that plant, and when we watch that plant, we will identify the healthy pattern that plant represents in the nature. So this is very special. If you are dealing with the, for instance, the flower of a big tree of Amazon, so what does that big tree represent in this ecosystem?
Uh-huh.
This is so important. What that tree represents, not only for mankind, but for all the system, the ecosystem,
mm-hmm.
what is the relationship of that big tree with the vines, with the bushes, with the epiphytes, with the...
Yeah, what is its job
in
the forest?
What's the task they have in the nature? So this is what we watch and we learn from. And then it's that way, by this observation, that we discover the properties, the medicinal properties of that flower, so of that plant. And through the flower of that plant, we receive that energy that will kind of work like a mirror to us.
Wow.
You know, like a mirror, because our consciousness field is sometimes very far away from our nature, especially when you are in the cities, that you are in all that situation
we get
that
lost.
You described.
Can you hold on, hold that thought for one moment, folks? This
yes.
is The Food Chain, Michael Olson with Grandmother Maria Alisi. We will be right back. Don't go away. And we are back, and this is The Food Chain. Michael Olson here with Grandmother Maria Alisi. We're talking about the rainforest. We're talking about plants as medicine. And as Hippocrates said, let your food be your medicine and your medicine be your food. And we're talking with a practitioner of that art from the Brazilian Amazon. Grandmother Maria Alisi is a specialist in flower essences. And we're talking about exactly what that means. We're talking about taking the essence of a plant by virtue of its flowers and concentrating and clarifying and making that essence as usable to the human being as possible. And what Grandmother Maria was talking about is by carefully observing what a plant does, its place in nature, in its place, its job in the rainforest, how it helps everything else in the rainforest, we can judge and make estimations of how it will help our bodies as well. And we watch, and we can watch when we live in the rainforest, but when we live in the city, sometimes it's hard to watch and see what a plant does. And so we're taking advantage of the grandmother knowledge, and which is something that everybody should take advantage of. Grandmother Maria, you're talking a little bit about capturing that essence with the flowers, and how do you clarify it and concentrate that essence?
So we observe and we get to attune to the soul of that plant, the meaning of that plant in the nature, their existence, why they exist, what are they doing in the world. So this will when we connect to this is a kind of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
What they are, this is a kind of consciousness. And then when we take that essence, that consciousness fields from the vegetable kingdom connects to our consciousness field, and then we can receive those information, and then we can I told like a mirror, we can rescue in our files of our consciousness field our own virtues, the information that we lost, that are lost in our unconscious, you know.
Why?
So this will bring us back to our original healthy pattern, and this is the way the essence from the flowers, they heal.
Wow.
They can heal any kind of disease, you know, because we understand that we generate diseases by becoming distant from our original healthy pattern, because we are creatures like the plant,
right?
The animal, the elements. So we were created in a healthy pattern, And we lose this because we go far away from our nature.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like original sin. Mm. We were born in good health.
Yes.
But we just can't help ourselves but to run away from that and get into trouble. Mm-hmm. And it's so easy, of course, to do living in the city because there are a lot of things that, you know, want to lead us astray. But even in the rainforest, in the Amazon, there are things that lead us astray as well, are there not?
There are things that what?
That make people go away from their essence.
Yes, yes. This is the challenge of humanity. Huh? To all humanity, I believe, is here on this planet to go through this challenge. That is to leave this own essence. Huh? So, and we are challenged all the time. We're challenged all the time to go far from our nature, and we need to go through all those difficulties and improving different ways and getting to recognize, to identify our own nature. It's why grandmothers, they have something to say, to tell the world, because we have already done some,
yes, and ways. I think the world should be forced to listen to grandmothers,
yes,
because
this would
I think
be good.
Lock us all up and make us listen to grandmother tape for a while, and I think we'd all be much better off. So what grandmother is telling us is that plants have as their essence a consciousness, and each plant's consciousness is different. But by carefully observing the consciousness of those plants, we can see which ones can help us go return to our natural self and overcome the diseases and the afflictions that we thrust upon ourselves in living in our modern times, and, you know, living in our fast cars and eating bad food and breathing bad air, and those plant essences can help bring us back. And when we come back from the upcoming break, we're going to ask Grandmother Maria Alisi how we, who live here in the civilized world, can find that plant essence, those flower essences that can bring us back some reasonable consciousness and perhaps help us overcome the afflictions and the diseases that we have thrust upon ourselves. This is The Food Chain. I am Michael Olson with the Brazilian rainforest healer, Grandmother Maria Alisi. We will be right back. Grandmother, we have 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
Uh-huh.
So, and I'd really like to have you reach out to those people who are listening and tell them how they can get connected with those plants from the Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Welcome back. This is The Food Chain. Michael Olson with Grandmother Maria Alisi, Amazon rainforest healer, and visiting the United States. And we were fortunate enough to find her and put her on the air. Just for the opportunity of taking a walk in the Amazon rainforest and feeling the rain hit our heads and touching the plants and feeling the power of those incredible plants in the Amazon. Let me ask you this, Grandmother. What do plants in the rainforest, the wild plants, have that cultivated plants might not have?
This is a very important, that question. I believe it's an important question, because when we began our study, we only used to take essence from wild plants, from the mm-hmm. native plants of the forest. And watching and practicing, we we also came to pay attention to the cultivated plants, because we look at them and we understand that they also, they have been original somewhere.
Right.
In a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
So they bring with them some very important information also for us, especially for people that live in situations where they are disconnected from their origin. So those cultivated plants, they can help very much also, because they, in their consciousness field, they have the registered, you know, their way.
Sure.
What they had to adapt themselves, how they had to adapt themselves to be alive, to live in completely different circumstances.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is a very important medicine also.
So I
encourage everybody to cultivate plants and take medicine from them.
And learn from them, sure.
Yes.
Grandmother Maria, how do we, who live here in the city, get to connect with the consciousness of the Amazon rainforest plants?
Oh, it's we prepare those medicine and we this is, for instance, I'm here now in the United States. I came to the grandmother's gathering, but I also came to give workshops, mm-hmm, about those flowers.
So you're a teacher too.
Yes, I'm. This is my job, my original profession.
And you're back at it. Well,
yes.
Let me help people out who want to find you and learn more about you. You can just Google Maria Alisi. Now, Alisi is spelled just like Alice.
Yes.
So Maria Alice, and you will find the grandmother, Maria Alisi, and be able to touch base with her and learn about her flower essences. And who knows, maybe even get in on some of that consciousness from the Amazon rainforest, which is, to my way of thinking, one of the most incredibly magnificent environments the Earth has to offer. People don't realize what a competitive environment it is, and how the plants that live in that environment are so incredibly adaptive and strong, and the consciousness that it takes to live there is expressed in their flowers, and in their flowers, and in the essence of those flowers, as brought forth by Grandmother Maria Alisi. Grandmother, thank you so much for joining us on the Food Chain today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye, hon.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the award-winning Food Chain Show with Michael Olson. If your friends missed the show today, tell them to log on to the radio page at www.metrofarm.com for a listen. Now go out and find some food with a farmer's face on it and live.